Hey everyone, it's Endymion, and today I got another exclusive scoop from various sources very high up in the chains of game development that have definitely worked on all kinds of stuff that you know and love. I spoke to these sources for almost 2 hours, and it was a staggering amount of info that I was able to gather here. So in this video, we're going to talk about Disney as a company, how they are going out of their way to erase white people from Star Wars and more. The Indiana Jones game is also causing Disney to panic behind the scenes. Star Wars Eclipse has been ravaged by Disney's woke DEI agenda and much more. Firstly, I want to speak on Disney's perception of the paying customer, which is you. From what I was told, Disney looks at the paying customer base in two specific groups. There's the modern audience, that's the one they want to cater to more than anything else, and then there's what they call the problematic audience, that's me, and likely you as well. As I was told by these sources, Disney is pushing for what they call atomization. The idea is to split the audience up and isolate them from each other. So when you play a game and see all of the woke agenda in it, you feel like you're the only one who notices or cares. The problem is people like us are getting together and now calling out things like this all the time. So they want to scatter us with content they don't want until we all walk away, while consolidating the modern audience, so to speak, instead to form a stronger base going forward into the future. Pretty much, they are doing this in hopes that in the future, this modern audience becomes its own behemoth that is equal to or surpasses the current problematic audience until eventually, Disney is no longer required to cater to the wants and needs of people that they hate anyway. As I was also told, while Sweet Baby Inc. is definitely a force to be reckoned with within its own right, there is a much bigger fish that controls even Sweet Baby from the strings above. That company is GLAAD, or the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. GLAAD, as I'm told, has insane amounts of power when it comes to what they want to see in media. So much so, they can even stand shoulder to shoulder with places like Disney when it comes to injecting DEI into content going forward. As I said in my previous video, Rockstar is riddled with DEI, and from this same source, they told me that Rockstar is also very heavily invested and influenced by the power of GLAAD, as is Disney as well. I'm also told that one of the biggest problems of this problematic audience that places like Disney hates with all of their being is, of course, Gamergate 2. They find the entire movement repulsive, and they are constantly worried that anything and everything they make will get targeted by Gamergate 2.0, claiming that the power the movement has is snowballing to a point where the entire thing has grown into its own being that simply cannot be stopped. Disney specifically hates Gamergate 2 and wants it gone but will not give up on DEI or the agenda at large regardless. They truly think that they can push these things until we accept them, so good luck to them, I guess. In terms of Disney's editorial board, as I'm told, this group obviously has insane levels of power. The editorial board's leader is James Waugh, as I'm told he's pretty much Kathleen Kennedy's right-hand man. And whatever he says or votes for, it speaks for her as well. Beneath James are people like Douglas Riley, who is specifically in charge of the games division side when it comes to Disney and their products. As I'm told, and this really annoyed my sources, is that this board has the ultimate power to completely veto and block anything using their IP from ever coming out. This means if you spend money making something but Disney doesn't like it, too bad, because you have zero say, even though Disney themselves have not really spent a single cent on the project that you have been making for all this time. This then brings me to this big scoop, which is Star Wars Eclipse. And it's actually a big reason why I wanted to make this video in the first place. It's the next game from Quantic Dream. You know them, they made stuff like Heavy Rain and Detroit Become Human. They're heavily invested in narrative-focused development and stories, and Star Wars Eclipse is their next game, as we all know. So, there is a lot to say here. Currently, as I'm told, NetEase, which is a Chinese company that now owns Quantic Dream, has already dropped a crap load of cash into Eclipse. And apparently, Quantic Dream is also asking for more money to continue making this game. As I'm told, the game won't come out for at least another 4, maybe even 5 years. Yeah, you heard that right. Pushing this game's development cycle well past an entire decade once it comes out officially. As I'm told, the game has about 7 to 10 playable characters in its story, with each of them having their own plot threads. I can't say specifics on the story, although from what I was told, I gotta be honest with you guys, Eclipse, it sounds pretty dope. I'm not gonna lie. Like, the pitch that I was given and how it's structured, it actually sounded pretty awesome. Especially the newer things that they're adding to the Star Wars mythos. Unless they change what I was told, what I can say is that Quantic Dream is actually making a really cool Star Wars game here. Credit where it's due. What I can tell you is that the main conflict of Eclipse is between the Nemodians, which you may know those guys already. They're the big bug-eyed alien dudes in Star Wars. And they're fighting a new race of aliens called the Drash. That's these guys right here in the trailer. The main conflict for the majority of the game is the Nemodians and the Drash are waging this war against each other, with the Jedi, of course, trying to stop it all. Beyond that, I swore that I wouldn't say more, so I won't, but like I said, the story, from what I was told beyond this point, it honestly sounds pretty great. I think some of the stuff that Quantic is adding to Star Wars, based on what I was told, it will actually really excite fans. However, the game is, but of course, also infested, unfortunately, by DEI agenda, because for the reasons that I'll explain now. As I was told by sources, Disney is very hell-bent on ensuring that Eclipse has tons of non-binary and diversity within its characters and world. From what I was told, there was originally about 2 white playable characters in the game, but this has also now changed as well. I wasn't told names of the characters or anything, but there's this one white woman in the trailer, this one here on screen as you can see here. This character is no longer a white woman anymore. She was one of the playable characters, but Disney apparently forced Quantic to make her a black woman, citing that they were completely against white representation within the game. The only other white character, from what I'm told, is a man who ends up getting gravely injured and becomes a cyborg or some sort of robot. Possibly their brain is placed in a droid or something like that, but the point is that Disney, like I said, would not allow Quantic Dream to have any heroic white representation in Eclipse at all. Everyone had to be diverse, have some sort of gender identity, and the only 2 white characters were either erased completely or turned into a robot, as I'm told. This frustrated my sources, who said Disney kept pushing for lots of gender identity and pandering within Eclipse, even in many instances where these demands, well, they made zero sense at all. Disney would make demands to Quantic Dream to enforce things like non-gendered presentation within Eclipse as well. What this means is Disney mandated that Quantic Dream add stuff like male aliens and female clothing and vice versa. They wanted the galaxy, as I'm told, to be insanely diverse and just go buck wild when it comes to gender identity. As I'm told, a lot of the reason why this sort of stuff happens is because Kathleen Kennedy wants to keep the people that she trusts happy with the direction of Disney, who obviously enforces this stuff. Very specific names that I were given were people like J.J. Abrams and Damon Lindelof, who were named to me as people who greatly support this agenda and want to see more of it at literally any cost. These various stakeholders in Disney demand gender identity nonsense, so Kathleen Kennedy is appeasing them as best she can. So, because a small cabal of Californian types want this stuff really badly, that's why the rest of the world has to be exposed to it. They're pushing their echo chamber onto all of us, basically. I guess I should also tell you that definitively, Eclipse takes place in the High Republic era as well. Of course, Disney told Quantic Dream they can't use Sith because they weren't in the High Republic. But the villain, as it was described to me, is very, very cool. I gotta admit it. I won't get into specifics, of course, because I promised that I wouldn't, but that thing you see in the pool at the end of the trailer with all the black goo and stuff, dude, the whole concept that they got going on there, it is awesome. I wouldn't dare spoil it, though, because I think Star Wars fans are really gonna dig what they're doing there with that character. As I'm told, the story of this game takes place before the Battle of Yavin, and it specifically was stated to me that Eclipse's story takes place 300 years before Luke Skywalker is born. The goal of Eclipse, according to my sources, was a broader initiative by Disney as a whole. They want to redefine what Star Wars is to the audience at large. There are multiple projects that are a part of this initiative. The first being, of course, the Acolyte, which unsurprisingly is also in the High Republic era. Eclipse is also a part of this agenda going forward too. As I'm told, the goal here is to transition Star Wars from what it was into an exclusively non-white, non-straight future going forward. And Disney's editorial board, which I'm told is almost exclusively white people themselves, see whiteness as a problem when it comes to content creation. The irony isn't lost on me either, dear viewer, I know. The exact term that I was told was that Disney wants to peel away the whiteness from Star Wars specifically, but they are also trying to get into every facet of their organization. Also, Disney apparently was sure that The Mandalorian was going to fail, and they just didn't pay it much mind at all. But once it became successful, especially after season 2 as I'm told, this is when Kathleen Kennedy and the editorial board took control of Mandalorian and decided to use it as a vehicle to push agenda. So the whole Bo-Katan becoming the main character pretty much, that was a push that was because of this editorial board exclusively. I was also told many of these Disney executives, if you're able to speak to them off the record, will tell you straight up that they think that Disney's approach to content creation and mandates is completely insane and wrong. But many of them, who are even on this editorial board, will never admit this because they don't want to lose their jobs. Pretty much, this editorial board and the trickling down effect of this wokeness is only actually being believed by very few top officials. Everyone else is just nodding their heads in agreement to just keep making money. I was also told that Leslie Headland said in a private event prior to The Acolyte coming out that the show was never meant for Star Wars fans. Disney also used GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbians Alliance people, to basically tell them whether the game was woke enough or not, and it didn't matter what anybody working on these games thought, they just had to do what they were told and that's it. Because the crazy thing about GLAAD is that they basically set the, how do you would say, the ideological agenda, and then Swede Baby and then those other guys, they executed for them. According to my sources, GLAAD told Quantic Dream that the audience of the future is going to be almost 50-50 with a slant, so to speak, towards non-binary, so if they want to keep making money in the business, they need to cater to that audience a lot. And therefore, anything made by Disney specifically must adhere to this in fear of losing out on potential profits, apparently. Also, the High Republic was specifically chosen by Disney to be their de facto playing ground for Star Wars right now, because it removed them from the story threads that happened afterwards, and they basically wanted to make the High Republic, if you will, into a non-binary, almost exclusively gay era of Star Wars. And oh yeah, weirdly enough, I was also told that the original George Lucas trilogy post-Return of the Jedi was supposed to star Luke's son, and that Luke Skywalker was actually meant to die during this new trilogy by sacrificing himself to defeat this new evil to save his son. But Disney rejected the story and plot, claiming that everyone is sick of Skywalkers, and you know how that all went. Which, let's be real, is extra stupid considering that their new trilogy ends with Rey dubbing herself Skywalker. But yeah, Lucas had a grand plan, and I wasn't told more specifics on it, unfortunately. Although, I was told that Luke would sacrifice himself to bring balance to the Force. Apparently, George Lucas was obsessed with the balance of light and dark, but yeah, this of course never came to be. The end goal here, as I'm told, is that Disney and other groups are hoping with enough content and time that the modern audience will become self-sustaining so that they can throw away the problematic audience completely. They hate us, is what I'm told. They think we're awful and racist and are too attached to what they deem the old ways. I was also told from these sources that this agenda of erasing white people is prevalent across the industry. They specifically called out Dragon Age Veilguard and Concord as being prime examples of what these sorts of groups want to see more of in the future. By the way, both those games mentioned alongside Eclipse, they are all tied to GLAAD as I'm told. And GLAAD is a big reason why those games are the way that they are. Lots of trans heroes, lots of gay representation, evil people are always white, and lots of sexual orientations across the board. Like I said, while Sweet Baby is a big problem for sure, GLAAD is the puppet master pretty much for all of this. GLAAD tells Sweet Baby how high to jump, and then they just do as they're told. I know I'm a little scattered here in this video, I apologize, but also when it comes to Eclipse, the game was meant to have more gameplay than cutscenes. But now, as I'm told, the game is pretty much Heavy Rain with a Star Wars skin slapped onto it. So don't expect much gameplay similar to Detroit even. The game is basically one long CGI movie with you choosing how things go down. But I am told once people see how well it looks graphically and all of that and such, it will just blow people away. Also, weirdly enough, my sources also told me that behind the scenes that Mark Hamill was pissed about his role as Luke in the new movies. He complained and demanded more lines, claiming that he barely had anything to do in the new trilogy, but the agenda was clear, and even Mark Hamill was considered a sacrifice on the altar of agenda. I was also told the reason why other games like Star Wars Outlaws looks the way that it does, and especially K-Vess being ugly, is actually not because of Ubisoft, but it's due to the demands of GLAAD and Disney. The editorial group at Disney that works with GLAAD specifically demands that women are not made attractive in any of their media going forward, like across the board. Disney and GLAAD, as my sources told me, say the big reason is not just because they don't want to sexualize their characters, although that is one of the reasons. But in their view, if a female character is less attractive, then audiences will take her more seriously rather than just seeing her as eye candy. So this is why K-Vess was made ugly. They literally did it on purpose because they think that you're all meatheads who can't take a woman seriously if she's attractive. And now Outlaws flopped again. They were hoping that Outlaws could make a dent in ensuring that the modern audience could become self-sustaining, which of course it was not. It is wild that Disney and GLAAD have the power to genuinely cancel your project that you would spend years on and millions of dollars at a whim if they don't like it. Did I mention that Disney doesn't finance these games at all? Because they don't. But NetEase is clearly heavily invested in Quantic Dream. It's just a shame that NetEase has to appeal to Disney's demands or the project pretty much evaporates. Now I want to talk a little bit about Indiana Jones. So that new game is coming out very soon. Maybe it's out by the time you see this video if you're in the future. Anyway, from what I'm told, the pre-orders for this game, they are abysmal. And the people at Disney are rather pissed off about the lack of interest in Indiana Jones as a game's franchise. My sources told me the memo going around Disney right now is that they are already blaming Gamergate 2.0 for the failure of Indiana Jones. Which makes zero sense, because what does Gamergate have to do with Indy? We don't even know what's in the game per se besides the, you know, the one ugly Italian woman companion character. Besides that, Indy just kind of looks like a standard adventure game to me. I don't really see how this is Gamergate's fault at all. I think the more reasonable answer here is simply that nobody cares about Indiana Jones anymore, the same way people are not really caring much about Star Wars either. I mean, let's be real, Disney ruined all of these franchises of their own making. I don't think you can blame the lack of sales or interest in Indiana Jones on really anybody but Disney themselves, besides the game is day one on Game Pass. And Microsoft has fostered that culture on Xbox for years now where people just, they don't really buy anything anymore anyway. They mostly just wait till it hits Game Pass and that's it. So how are you going to force behaviors onto your customer base and then get mad that nobody is buying your game when you're responsible for the culture that you're in? I mean, we'll see when the game releases if Steam users buy it or not, although based on the hype, it looks pretty abysmal. But it's eye-roll worthy that they're already blaming Gamergate 2 specifically, as I'm told they are blaming far writers for the indie game not doing well prior to release in pre-orders. But this honestly has nothing to do with far-right people, Gamergate, or anyone else. You just made a game that nobody really wants is all. People wanted another Wolfenstein from Machine Games, but you just decided to make this instead. Maybe it'll do better when it comes to PlayStation 5 early next year, but that'll depend on whether the game itself is chock full of ideology or not when people discover its content via Xbox and PC first. And then if it ends up being an agenda fest, which I mean it's tied to Lucasfilm, Disney, and GLAAD, so yeah, it probably likely is, then all signs are pointing to another game that we can just kind of add to the pile of failures. But I don't think blaming players is the right way to go. We didn't tell you to make any of this, but generally speaking, my sources said Disney genuinely believes that they have a problematic element in their fan base while not realizing that they're the problematic ones. I think pushing Quantic Dream to inject wokeness into their Star Wars Eclipse game is a really bad idea, all things considered. Especially since if the world is resoundingly rejecting this stuff right now, already. By the time Eclipse comes out, it'll be near the end of this current decade. What is the agenda and the culture going to look like by then? I would wager by then the whole gender nonsense stuff is pretty played out. Nobody will care about it and people will have moved on already. And then if Quantic Dream is to drop their game, and it's dated already by literal years in terms of agenda and so on, what happens then? Does the game flop? Does Quantic Dream just close down? I mean, Detroit Become Human was a massive success for Quantic. It sold over 10 million copies, which is surprising, even to me, to be real with you. But hey, I guess people really like their choose-your-own-adventure cinematic games, but I think what you're going to see is a lot of studios and developers specifically start to become more comfortable, if you will, stepping out of the shadow of the industry and standing against this agenda. Trust me when I tell you guys, there's a lot of really great game devs out there who I talk to that agree and believe in this cause. And they are happy that things are finally changing. We just have to stay steadfast and keep on course. Of course, the DEI stuff isn't changing anytime soon. As I was told at Disney, Quantic, and even Ubisoft, they have been looking for specific people based on race or even disabilities to fulfill certain positions in their companies. Disney, for example, also has BPOC, or Black Person and Person of Color meetings, where they create spaces specifically for non-white employees to have struggle sessions. That's real, by the way. But pretty much, as you've seen so far, Disney and GLAAD are working in tandem to control everything coming from that empire going forward. When Disney also gives you feedback, it's not considered a suggestion, but as a direct order that you must adhere to. And ultimately, based on my sources, they theorize that the age of woke, it will die eventually. And they see 2025 specifically to be a litmus test for whether this ideology can survive or not going forward. Basically, due to economic forces in China and abroad, this led to the inflation of many companies' actual worth. So a lot of these companies, studios, etc., they got sold off for prices that are far higher than they should realistically be worth. Take Concord developer Firewalk, who was sold to Sony for like over $100 million even though they hadn't shipped a game yet. The influx of cash allowed many of these studios to pretty much create what can only be considered vanity projects. And these studios didn't become as concerned with success because they believed they had enough money to wait out the storm, so to speak. But this obviously didn't last very long, not even 5 years really in protection, and many of these studios and companies are now running out of money, pushing these agenda-filled projects, and now going forward, unless they give you what you want, they're likely going to go under. But all of this is stemming from puppet masters like GLAAD that have their hands on many shoulders of people across entire industries. And a lot of these companies, even Sweet Baby, are simply trying to appease GLAAD and their demands pretty much all of the time. So if anyone asks why is everything like this, it's probably because GLAAD told them to do it. They want to pull every lever, so to speak, to ensure this sort of stuff makes it into everything going forward. They don't want you to escape it at all. It is unfortunate that Eclipse is going through this specifically. Who knows, they could change things, but I wager that the bulk of what I was told is being kept because they're just so far into development already. I sincerely doubt they'll change the Nemodians versus Drash war angle. Although the story does get far more interesting later on, sadly, I can't say much more than that, and I'd just rather not spoil it either. But that villain in Eclipse? Huh, cool stuff. Trust me, dude. I think that's enough for now, but this is what I was told. Disney is strangling everything. GLAAD is controlling a lot of the stuff that annoys you. Eclipse is having to bow down or basically get canceled if they step out of line. Indiana Jones is already being blamed on Gamergate, even though it has no connection as of the making of this video anyway. And all in all, this is all being done because they just want to keep pushing this agenda. It's stupid, but it is what it is. And all we can really do is continue our efforts and keep companies accountable. Keep voting with wallets, keep yourself up to date, and remember, you have way more power than you think. Thanks for watching, subscribe, have a great day, thanks to my support, question everything, fellas, and I'll see you again soon.